Go ahead, Calliope.
Hello and good evening to everybody. I've come into this room on a number of occasions and obviously it's drawn my attention. I think it's fascinating, I think it's interesting, and I like listening to the readings, but what I would like to say is that if sometimes there could be a dialogue so that we could participate by asking questions, or maybe sometimes when the readings go on we miss things which we can't understand. So maybe a little extra participation from the people in the room could be a good idea, could be something you could consider. And I thank you very much.
Absolutely, Calliope, you are absolutely right. And we do encourage that, but we find people are a little shy to come to the microphone and do some discussion. We love to discuss, and we tell people it is no interruption whatsoever. So that is absolutely part of what we do here. So if you hear something that you either want repeated or you want to ask a deeper question about it or you want to discuss it, just throw your hand up and let us know. We love to have it, but we just find people are a little shy, and as God is everything is saying, in addition to what your request is, let's read that. However, there are some people who come to our room, they do not know our teachings, and they want to disrupt. So sometimes it seems we're not open, but we are. Absolutely. We have people who come here and they want to argue and fight, and you know, that just brings the energy down, and nobody's interested in that, in arguing and fighting. So we're here to share a really beautiful message, and when people are open to it, it's really wonderful to have a good discussion. So that is absolutely welcome. So we'll go ahead and read this part if you would like. About this is where Maitreya talks about all the wars going on. And Maitreya begins, "Good morning, everyone. This is Maitreya from the mission of Maitreya. Welcome to our cyber church and satsang room. We're going to again study the mission and talk about what is happening in the world. We can see that the prophecies about what God said in the scriptures, in the New Testament, in the Revelation, is coming true right in front of our eyes. We can see that the war, so far it was rumors of war, but now it is really the war, has started. The only war that will win the battle and the war is the ultimate war of God that is going on right now between humanity and the truth, or ego and reality." And you know, that's a great one just to discuss right there. Let's post that sentence in text. That's the nice thing about reading off the website. We can post things and discuss about them too. So let's look at that sentence. The only war that will win the battle and the war is the ultimate war of God that is going on right now between humanity and the truth, or ego and reality. That is an incredible quote right there. If we could just, it's not about, pausing for a moment from the satsang, when we look at that sentence, it's not about the wars that are going on earth between Iraq or Iran or anywhere else. It's about the war that's going on between ego and the reality or the ultimate truth of God. So we'll continue on here. That truth and reality, of course, has come through this mission and has revealed to humanity how we can create the kingdom of heaven on earth. That is the only way humans should go. Any other wars might win the battle, but they're not going to win the war because it is not scriptural. It is not based on the Word of God. Any war that we are raging right now on earth is based on human ego. And the human ego never wins, especially not in this time that the Word of God is on earth and it is going toward the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, those who want to win should join the army of God. The army of God, of course, does not take any weapons or destruction, but the Word of God, which comes out of the mouth of the people who have been chosen by God to give these words to humanity. And like a sword, they're going to cut through the untruth from the truth. So if you want to win, join this mission in this last stage of fulfillment of the prophecies of God. And that's, you want to come to the mic and elaborate on that, Calliope? Go ahead. We totally agree. Many wars, how many thousands of years of war have been fought because of religion? But what religion are we talking about here? Go ahead if you want to elaborate.
All through my school years, through the history classes, I realized that a lot of wars had taken place in history, and the differences were religious differences. I come from a country where our neighbors, we are Christians, and our neighbors are Muslims. And there's always been bad blood between us, bad feeling between us for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they actually occupied the country, our country, for about 400 years. And the priests of the country were the ones who used to teach the children, teach them Christianity, and teach them how to write their own language and speak their own language secretly. So I know that wars are taking place because of power and because of greed. And as far as I'm concerned, the wars that take place in our time at the moment are all based on greed and power. But again, religion has played a negative part in wars. And I have to wonder why we had so many different religions, so many different prophets that caused divisions and not brought people together. I'm a little confused. I hope I'm not confusing you.
Actually, that is an extremely good question. If everyone on earth would just think about it, why are there so many religions? And then each of those religions, like you just described, through hundreds and thousands of years, from the beginning of the revelation of the mystical paths with Hinduism and Buddhism, and next Judaism, and next Christianity, and next Islam, and next Baha'is, they all fought each other, killed each other, all in the name of, quote, their religion. And many times those religions, once they were revealed by the prophet, were either misunderstood or they were even lost. You know, the whole Old Testament was lost for a while. And or they were interpreted by disciples and they didn't quite get it right. So each one of those broke up into different factions, and they said, no, my God is better than your God, and my religion is better than your religion. And we know the lower nature of man, that ego. They want to fight and argue and kill and dominate and be dominated and all of that. So what is the answer? When we go to the scripture, and that's where God's answers always are, he gives us the clues. Let me give you one quote, and then I'll turn the mic over. The answer is in Revelation 10:7, where it says, only at the end time, when the seventh angel or prophet comes, will the mystery of God be finished. So all of those religions are sent by God, but they only contain one part of God's truth. So they fought because they didn't have the whole truth, just like God is everything posted up there. Go ahead, Calliope.
The Eastern Orthodox Church, which is Greek Orthodox, and it's, I think the whole of Russia, or most of Russia and Romania and all those countries, are all, most of them Orthodox. Apparently the two churches, the Catholics and the Orthodox, used to be one church, and then I think it was in the 14th century there was a schism in the church. There was a difference, and I think the differences were obviously man-made, and there was a huge division, and they've been divided ever since. And yet it's the same religion. And really, when you stop to think about that, I find it quite mind-bending that things like that can happen.
Well, you know, that's the whole nature of what is called the devil or the Tamaguna or Satan, is that it bends the soul or it bends the mind away from God's ways. And that's what the ego does. That's what humanity does to the scriptures and to the prophets even. They went so far as to kill the prophets because they couldn't stand the truth. And then they took the prophet's message and twisted it and watered it down and made it to their own ideas. That's why God again had to send the prophet the next time and bring his plan, God's plan, back to humanity and further his plan. So each of the religions actually build on the other and are connected to the others, but again, it goes back to that last revelation. It's an analogy of like having a whole book to read, and each one of the chapters contains a very essential part of the mystery or the plot, but it's not revealed or brought together until the conclusion, which is the seventh revelation. So we can't, and this happens over so many years, but we can't see the divisions until we get to the end, and then we see the unification, and we go, oh, that's what all of those were about. So that's where humanity is right now. They're in the oh part of it, the ah, that's what God was doing. So that's why this is an educational process to teach humanity that all the religions, as defined as the essence revealed by the prophet, not what, you know, disciples or humanity twisted it to be, and then that it's brought together, and then we know the full truth. Go ahead, Calliope. Yes, we definitely have been conditioned by our society, by our cultures, by our individual families. And that's part of the division. That's why humanity's ready for the answer. Go ahead. That's a great comment to continue with.
I think I should go as far as saying that I think that our minds are actually poisoned, and we grow up like that, and it takes us such a long time to reach a truth and to actually come to face the truth and actually understand that what we've been taught is wrong, or it's been poisoning our lives, or it's made us perhaps dislike other people or dislike or want to commit a negative deed or something like that. Unfortunately, whatever is taught to us, it takes such a long time for you to evolve and come through that and try and find truth. And I believe that if we were given the chance from the word go, I think this would be a better world.
You are so right. That is why in this teaching, the revelation of the communities of light as the base for the kingdom of heaven on earth is exactly what you're talking about. The children will be taught from the very beginning that there is no separation, there is only one God, and all these religions, they can go investigate all of them, but they're all part of a greater plan. So when you really get down to the meat, the depth of what this revelation is all about, it will absolutely solve all these problems on earth that we're seeing right now with all the division, with all the hate, and so forth. But here's another aspect to consider. I know that when people find this teaching, and yes, we have been brought up in societies, and yes, we have been influenced by our families, and we think we're just, you know, we're in a bad position or that kind of thing. But what we tend to forget is that this path also includes the mystical paths, which teaches meditation, which teaches reincarnation, which teaches Dharma. So when we then can look at ourselves as being more than just this one lifetime, and we have subconscious patterns in our minds that we have to overcome and learn, but we also have the experience of learning these truths in many, many other lifetimes, and that is still within us. That is still in our essence, and that actually is what is making us seek and long for something that we really already know. Go ahead, Calliope.
I believe that the media and our society, especially the Western society, because I have very little knowledge about the Eastern society and how people live or what they believe, I believe that our society is creating a huge mistake, and the huge mistake is telling people that they have to be successful, that they have to be ambitious, that they have to get rich, that they have to keep up with the Joneses, that they have to be as good or better than the guy next door. That if you're a woman, and they tell you that, oh, you know, you really must look like Naomi Campbell, you must really be beautiful, otherwise you just don't make the grade, you're not quite as good. And all these adverts on television telling you that you have to buy this car or that car, and everything is so superficial and materialistic, and nobody seems to promote life itself. Nobody seems to promote human relations, which I think is far more important than anything else. Nobody seems to stop and think, why don't you just take 5 minutes and connect with yourself, be good to yourself, and try to connect with the person next door. And see the beauty of just being you and not having to follow all these people who, or media, or who consumer societies who want to push you this way or the other way. That's what I had to say. I'd like it if you commented on that.
We absolutely agree, and you can roll everything that you said about all those examples of the cars and society and all of that stuff, and women being brainwashed to think they have to look like a certain style or whatever, or wear the certain clothes. You can roll all of that up into one word and call it Maya, M-A-Y-A. And it is the ego that gets attracted to this Maya and thinks it has to have it, and it's called attraction to the external world. And the opposite of that is all the other qualities that you listed. Knowing our neighbors, helping each other, sharing, having a commitment to a higher understanding, making peace with the world, creating a better society, funding science so that we have more wonderful ways to use natural resources rather than using and being dependent upon oil. When you see all these higher ways that our minds and our energies could go, and yet we see where all the lower energies get attracted to, it just doesn't make sense to go to that lower way of being. It makes sense to go to that higher way of being, the higher self, God's way. God's been telling us all this time. But now that the whole plan has been revealed, this is the call that's going out to people. And I understand exactly, hopefully, where you're coming from, the frustration of seeing all this craziness in the world and everyone kind of going down the drain. However, it is the responsibilities of those who see the other way, the alternate way, who see God's way. It is our responsibility to pull together and to support the higher way and to say, not only do we have to stop this craziness, but we need to implement the higher way. We need to implement going to see our neighbor, checking on our neighbor. Does our neighbor need help? Can we share what excess we have with other people? So it is our responsibility. And that's what God calls his elect. They're his people. He says, you guys come together, support God's way, and let's get on with this. Go ahead if you have a follow-up today.
One more thing I would like to say, which is something which has troubled me. But I imagine that all this is a learning process. Over the last few years, I've gotten involved with the spiritual world, and I've done a bit of learning there, and I find that it's helped me a great deal. I would say that it's helped me evolve in leaps and bounds. Maybe I was ready for it, I don't know. But I find that it's made me think, and made me think about every action brings a reaction, and to think before we do anything, to consider the fact that if we do something, we might disrupt people's lives or hurt other people. And quite honestly, I think that I've benefited enormously from these rooms, and just recently I've discovered your room, and I find it equally interesting, and that's why I visit. Thank you.
Well, your thoughts and your realizations are so close to what this teaching is. It is just, you know, it's amazing that, you know, there's a lot of people out here who in this world who believe that also. We just have to find them. And you're right. Whenever we turn our focus to the higher way or God's way, we do progress spiritually in leaps and bounds, and Maitreya has said exponentially. It just gets faster and faster. It is tremendous what this path has revealed to humanity. And this is God's doing. This is not just our doing or this room. This is God's doing, that He has released the grace back to all of humanity. It's there for anyone who's ready to overcome their own little egocentric kind of ideas, and we've all had them. We're on this earth to learn and progress and grow and overcome our little problems, and when we overcome them, then we are better people. We don't do that anymore. That's what baptism really means. So you are absolutely right on track with this, Calliope. Okay, we've really reached very close to the end of our live session today. Great conversation, great discussion. Is there anything else that anyone would like to talk about, or has a request or a link that we can help out with? The website is huge, and if we can help you navigate, just let us know. Search our website, absolutely. Go to the search engine. It's called Search Sites on our main index page. That's where all the tabs are. And you see prophecies and literature. And if you go to search, just type in your topic or your question, and it'll give you a satsang or a reference to go to. And you can study further in the website. All the truth is there, and you can go to God through that. Well, we say again, all thanks to God. God is the doer. And we say, all thanks go to God. Thanks, God, for this mission. Thanks, God, for Maitreya being here with us on earth. Thanks, God, for this new revelation that has solved every problem humanity can even throw at it. And thanks, God, for everything. All right. If there's no final questions or topics, Shalom. Shalom means we pay our salutations to that divinity within you. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom.